Masonyana ku expect a loss too much. Too much. The only guarantee is a kuna guarantee. So y'all better jump or you never use your wings. Damn.
Hey! Same shit!
Totem 700.
Hey. Yo, what's up? The podcast boys, back again with another episode, another fire episode, an exclusive episode 9 this week, my G.
Episode 9, 9 weeks we've been dropping bangers week after week, my G.
Yeah, bangers, fire conversations, dog, and it's a pleasure doing it with you, because we understand each other, although we always argue and shit, but yo, we're back again, episode 9, and today we have a special guest. We have a special guest.
Special celebrity guest.
Celebrity?
Yeah.
We have a special guest today. The boy Nino is in the building. And he's just going to join us for whatever conversation we're going to have. And we just felt like it's time for us to start like including other voices in the podcast as we prepare for season 2.
You know, the boy Nino doesn't want any problems.
Yeah. I don't want no problems. No. And yo, Nino, what's up, my G?
What's going on, my G?
Yeah, we out here. How's your weekend, bro?
Hey, it's quite quiet, bro. It's quiet.
Quiet. You know how it is. We see you dropped your fire track now. Hey, you say it's quiet.
Hey, bro, you know, trying to do a lot of...
Are you making money from the track?
Man, if y'all keep streaming, then I'll keep making money.
Yeah. People have to keep streaming. People have to keep supporting. That's the only way we can... start saying like our local artists are celebrities, because as far as I know right now, we don't have an actual celebrity, and I feel like it's our fault.
There's nothing to celebrate. You want to celebrate my success, right? So yeah. Please, you know, help me push, help me grow, and then I can be a celebrity. If we ain't pushing, then I'm just gonna be a basic nigga, you know. Basic yeah. Nigga with a song empty.
and that's a big thing though. That's a big issue. Because yeah. At the end of the day, there are some kids that are listening that probably fuck with the song. True. And at the end of the day, they want to see what's next for the boy Nino. Yeah. Am I still going to see him in the street sagging his pants, carrying his backpack, dripping? Exactly. Or am I gonna see him in a Bentley or some other shit like that.
There's another boy right now, probably in form 2.
Yeah.
Wants to pick up rapping, probably likes rapping, but he's looking at boy Nino. He wants to see Nino pushing something, pushing a whip.
Yeah.
Pushing a benzo.
Yeah, and it's not only that we're referring to Nino, because it's him that we have joining us. But I say, like, for any other creative, any other artist, dog, this nigga's gotta eat. Yeah. You know?
They have to inspire us in some way, more than just the music, but in their lifestyle.
You know, the same way we get inspired when we see Drake in a biggest mansion. Bro, that's the same way that we need to also to celebrate our artists, to also grow and inspire like the young generation. You know, that's why I always say, like, can we safely say we have an industry, a music industry? Like a proper industry where niggas are eating from the music that they're dropping.
Yo, eish, I couldn't forget to. Yeah, maybe we have. Maybe there are some artists that are actually thriving off of this shit.
Like people are eating from their, is it called royalties?
Royalties. I doubt there are any artists in Zimbabwe that are actually eating from royalties. Because I don't think even radio pays royalties to artists.
I was having a conversation with the other time when we went to see Delcom perform. Yeah. There's another local artist was there. I won't say the name. So this nigga was speaking about how... royalties, like whenever they go maybe to collect money for that, they're always like giving a particular excuse. Hey, the fans this and that.
Yeah.
So I feel like at the end of the day, even before we get into this whole conversation, I feel like even people need to get educated about what it takes to be an artist. Like, does it pay off? Do people get paid off that shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know about you, dog. From what you've heard.
Yo.
The twins are here. They'll probably join us for another segment. Niggas put up eating some apples. They probably smoked a plant or some shit. But yo, welcome, guys. Welcome, my niggas. So yeah, I don't know. Nino, can you share experience in the music scene?
To be honest, it's still early, you know what I mean? I'm trying to do what other artists are not doing, you know what I mean? So from like my experience from a distance, right, people are not getting paid, and that's a big problem, because money is the biggest motivation, you know, for you to keep doing something that you love, you know what I mean? You need to at least get paid for it, you know what I mean? Especially if it's art and you're putting in the time, you know, putting in the amount of, you know, money that you need for the budget. So if you're not making the money back, that's a big problem, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to do things differently, you know, and I feel like a lot of artists haven't been taking care of the business side, you know, because at the end of the day, if you're going to be a big brand, you know, or if you're going to pop, you need to monetize that brand, you know what I mean? And I've seen niggas popping, you know? I won't mention any names. I've seen niggas popping. I know niggas who are popping right now, you know? But they're not making any money from, you know, their following, you know?
So it's just clout.
Yeah, it's just clout, you know, on the internet. And that's a big problem, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, we meet you in these streets and you're looking like, you know, yesterday and the year before, you know what I mean? If not worse, that's.
No, but another thing that, like, I want you to address is, like, how do you feel, like, let's, before we go, like, regional, how do you feel the local industry reacted to the collaboration? I mean, this is Buenino with MT.
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel like probably you felt some type of way with the way people reacted. Because I saw someone tweeting, Laura put up a tweet saying, people are just blue-ticking this thing like it's nothing major to celebrate. Do you feel like there's hate? Do you feel like there's support? Do you feel like there are different camps? Do you feel like everyone is their own tuck shop that they're pushing? No one is willing to help anyone get through to a bigger market.
What has your experience been trying to navigate the music scene in Mlawa and in Zimbabwe as a whole?
As it is right now.
Like starting from Mlawa and trying to push out, bro.
Yeah, and starting to
you know, branch out. You know what the thing is? niggas are scared, bro, you know? Niggas are scared of introducing like a new face to their tuck shop, as you said, you know what I mean? Because they feel like their attention will become divided, you know, or people will lose, you know, the attention that they have towards them because they feel like this guy is doing it bigger than the guy who've been supporting, you know what I mean? So people don't want to support me. People will never share my, you know, what I'm doing to their little tuck shop or to their fans, you know? So to be honest, I'm not looking at what other artists are going to do for me. I don't care, to be honest, because from the way they're treating me, I would never do the same, you know what I mean? If they put out shit, I'm probably gonna blue tick their shit, unless it's really dope and I like it. But then yo, I'm definitely blue ticking, because that's the attitude that people have right here, you know what I mean? But in terms of the people, you know, the people's reaction, you know, a lot of people obviously have been doubting, you know, say, is this gonna be dope or is this not gonna be dope? And people who have actually bumped this shit have actually noticed, no, wait, you know, I've been slacking on this wave, you know what I mean? I should have bumped this yesterday when it came out, or I should have bumped this a week before when it came out, you know what I mean? So as time goes on and is depending on how dope this song is, you know, people are gonna, you know, at some point people are gonna bump this shit and the shit's gonna spread. But in terms of artists, bro, I don't care, bro. People can do their shit with their little tuck shops. By the end of the day, we're still going to penetrate those tuck shops, you know what I mean? Like those little spazzas that they have. Gonna destroy that shit.
Oh, my God. The boy is wild, you know?
But anyway, like to bring a bit of balance here, the only thing, like, I was a bit, like, divided with that comment that Laura put out. Because for me, how I was looking at it is, all right, you don't expect everyone to just hop on a wave just because Nino, like, featured MT. Fast. Like, you don't expect people to just rush towards him just because he's still trying to build his fan base. Uh-huh. So let's not expect the whole of Lawa to just jump on the Nino train just because he still has a lot of, like, shit to prove. He has to prove himself to the masses.
Before he proves himself, I'm saying is,
yeah,
is the surrounding conducive? Are people saying, bro, whatever you do, even, you know what it's like, let's say even Harare boys. If Harare boy drops, people are going to hype it up. Why? Because it's just a Harare boy. Even if they're not going to listen to the song. Mm-hmm. they're going to post it because they have that culture to support each other. That's where I'm coming from. Because at the end of the day, what I felt like is like, even, you know, just retweeting a song, you won't lose anything.
Yeah.
Even if it's you, Edward, who released the song, and Nesh has never listened to you or anything, if he sees it, it's a blow up way. Retweet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. We have the twins in the building. They're wearing suits.
I was wondering.
Niggas are from church. I don't know. We can't social distancing in the church.
Yeah, bro. You know how it is. Okay. I heard Jones are talking an interesting story about Boy Nino, right?
Yeah.
I feel like what Edward had said, saying that he has to prove himself and whatnot, that depends if you look at it, you see. Because if you're looking towards his direction, you see that there's shit that he has done already.
Yeah.
You check out. For someone who doesn't know him, they can put the point out and say he has to prove to BYO what he is. Yeah. But then if you look deep into what he's done, look at the videos he's done so far. Now, the content that is done with the videos is dope, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, if you guys didn't know, last year's Zim Hip Hop Awards, he was the only BYO own artist that was supposed to perform there. So, with the fact that Harare knows him like that, I feel like BYO should also support him like that, because it's mad if you see someone from your own city getting mad love from people from a different city. You see, for like his track and stuff, you see most owns in age, they've posted that the track, you see, but you find out you've a span of owns from here.
Tell people. Bro, like I can open my insights.
Huh? I can literally open my insights for you right now. I got more streams from...
He's opening the insights.
I've got more streams from...
Yeah,
let me show you. I got more streams from Harare more than I have streams from here. These are countries. How do I see the cities? I got more streams from South Africa, actually. Right?
Sure.
Before we go anyway, before we look into the country, right? Zimbabwe comes second and the UK comes third, right? How do I see the cities?
But then at the end of the, like from what you were saying, what I always feel like happens when it comes to local artists, we don't claim these people unless they've blown up.
Yeah.
You know? Like the way people started claiming Shasha. She's from here, dog. She's ours, dog. Because she has blown up. You know what I mean? But then at the end of the day, I don't think like it's a problem with the audience. At the end of the day, the audience just wants something that the first time they hear it, they just fuck with it. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, also, maybe we're not dropping content. Someone commented on the post that I put out when I was saying black people don't support each other. And he said, at the end of the day, maybe for me particularly, he didn't satisfy me. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. But then, even if you retweet, dog, like just a retweet, you know, Nesh, even if you're selling, right now you're rocking a suit, you're from church. Even if you post a suit and you say, niggas, I'm selling suits, it doesn't take away anything from any one of us. He has young people to just repost. If a girl's doing braids and you see a post on the gram, say it on your story. There's another girl probably who's looking for a plaque to do praise for her. At the end of the day, I always feel like we limit each other as people. You know what I mean? Edward is here also. He does music. But he's not serious with music. I don't know why. Why aren't you serious, Lil Jake?
Don't put me on the spot like that.
Bro, I just want
don't put me on the spot like that, bro.
Because at the end of the day, it might be someone's answer to say, the society that I'm in, the country that I'm in, is not supporting me the way I expect them to support me.
I have no answer for that, bro. I have no answer, Che. Let's leave that for another day.
what I was about to say to you, bro. That same person who's saying I wasn't satisfied by, you know, the song or whatever, it's the same nigga who's gonna tweet and say Bulawayo is boring. Why is it boring, my nigga? It's because we have no entertainment industry, you know? Nothing is entertaining you the way you're supposed to be entertained. You know what I mean? Like in SA, you're looking at a country with a very big entertainment industry where even just an AR, you know what I mean, gets paid like 100,000 rand just for him to scout for talent before we even get to the talent. You know what I mean? So now, if you're going to say Bulawayo is boring, You know what I mean? And you're not supporting your entertainers. What do you want to be entertained from exactly? Do you want to get entertained from watching TV at home? Or do you want to get entertained in real life when you go out? You know what I mean? Because we have no, you know, what do you call it? We have no culture.
We don't have.
For that.
We don't have.
You know what I mean?
I always feel like we don't have. I always feel like when it comes to blood, what happens with an artist is they wait for you to die out. Like what they... Okay, no disrespect to Kelvin. Remember when Kelvin was popping with his coupon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And indeed, like he was hoping on all these features,
yeah,
trying to put niggas on. Now that is... can't really say outside. Now that niggas don't really fuck with him that much.
Yeah.
You know, niggas are just out here looking, look at what he's dropping now. People don't care.
Niggas
and right now, the person that's hot right now for Blawai is ASAP, right? Let's put ASAP there.
And they wait for
the moment they wait, and right now, best believe, the majority is waiting for ASAP's fall off. Then they start saying, that nigga could have done this, could have done that. Why not say it now when this person is on top and they're popping?
Let me
change. Do you know what's the problem with Blawai? It's we don't want to give someone else a chance. You see, if rather no one does it than someone else to do it, that's the mentality that's there. So like now, like what you guys are saying, that Nino's got a track with MT, right?
Yeah.
Of course, that's a big thing, right?
Uh-huh.
But then to another rapper, he'll be like, dude, it's just that.
It's just that.
But then if he has a feature with someone, he wants it to be hyped up like that. So now, the only way the rappers can survive is, yo, you just push what you're pushing. If it's out, it's out. If they don't support you, just keep pushing.
I feel you. You check like out. That.
It's like even with us guys, yeah, like me in the modeling industry.
Yeah.
Can you
also share your experience in the modeling industry?
Ah,
this
is too much.
Let me tune you. Then. It's like, for example, last year I went for Mr. Twins Zim.
Yeah.
There's a segment where you have to get votes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? From Blueo, I had 3 votes.
Shit!
From Blue, yeah, bro. I had a vote from Shadell, from Jimmy, and some chick. But then I took the title though.
Wait. You actually showed people to say niggas.
Oh, I put it in a group chat.
I should put it in a group chat for model.
Dang.
They'll also like, your tickets are expensive. $400. I'm like, okay, vote.
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't vote.
Mm-hmm.
But we still want the thing though.
Mm-hmm.
But then, skies is like that, I don't know why.
Dude, support someone else from outside.
From outside, that someone else, yeah.
Two, the same thing that Nino spoke about when it comes to modeling and stuff, right? You find out that, I don't know why people now disrespect that art. You find out that everyone's gonna say they're a model.
Yeah,
you see, that disrespects. They should stop doing that. Cause I swear it's messed up. Cause let me give you.
You go to school for like 8 months.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to graduate from that. You see, and then you find someone who will tell you that I'm a model.
Someone who just post pictures.
Post and say they're a model. You check. Then Stars 29 comes through the label. They come to imagine them owns make $100. Stars will be like, okay, $100. Then they find out another cat who's tuning owns. Me, I'm a model. Come give me for free. You've messed up the game for everyone. That's the stress with that.
If people, most models just do stuff. Like what you said, it's just cap.
Don't do something for free, bro.
No, but then, now, it brings me to another question. Like, are they really, like, from what you're saying, that, like, some people are just models overnight, say, I'm now a model, right?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, do corporations still come through to you guys and say, my niggas, Nash and Flame,
mm-hmm,
we have $500 for you niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still get that?
Yeah,
you get that. Is it an industry where someone... Let's say someone who's at school right now, or someone who just has a dream also to be a model.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an industry that people might say, yo, let me try out this thing. I'm going to be able to pay my fees. I'm able to also buy a few groceries at home or something like that.
Yo. Right. The thing is this, check out. It's the same. It's an industry where if you look at other models from outside, the messed up thing is if you look at models from here, you feel like you're kind of playing. But go outside Zim, go outside Blowey, you find out that you have other models who actually get paid enough the money for that to happen, you see. Number two is with modeling, right? You work your own brand. You're the one that markets your own self. If you do 2 cent moves, you get in 2 cents.
you check out. If you do 100 back move, then that's what's up. It's this, that's how it is.
Same thing.
So at the end of the day, it comes down to quality.
It's like how you see, let me use labels, Stars 29. Mm-hmm. You can find a Stars 29 shirt for like 2,000 Rand. Mm-hmm.
Wait, what are we talking about? No, I'm just giving an example. It's fine. It's fine.
Like how you market yourself in becoming.
Okay, okay. Ah. Hey.
It's like Stars 29, right? Mm. If I see a Stars 29 shirt, I can pay 2,000 Rand for it. Because they've done something for it to cost that much.
Okay.
Then I can see it's just that I don't know another label.
Another local label,
right? Yeah. You can then see their shit is 2,000 Rand, but then they won't make money from it. You find out that Stars 29 is making money from their label, and not the label will make money from it because of how they've done it, how they've set up their system.
Okay, so at the end of the day, it's about the how you present yourself and the quality that you bring out.
Brand.
I don't know, Lord, what you think,
how do you value your brand? Yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about. It's all about marketing and how you're the one who puts value on a brand. Yeah. Because before anyone else like actually says this shit is dope, you have to like make them believe. Even if it's work, do you know like
they are the boring songs that are hit songs, but
exactly. They are the
it's like Drake, but it's like Drake now. Drake now and like making like
He still does it
because of his brand. He's still Drake, dog. He's still the biggest selling artist, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But he can afford not to make
music.
Not even to go that extra money. He can just sit at home
and sing,
call DJ Khaled, yo, I have this worksheet that I did. It works out because of his brand. I hear you.
People just see Drake now and they like. For no reason. They just see Ja Prayzer and then they like.
Fuck Ja Prayzer. I don't fuck with that.
Why?
It's love.
But anyway, yo, that's how it is, bro. That's the industry for you, bro. That's the industry.
That's how it is. And for now, I think we can lock this segment and move on to the next segment. The next segment is really interesting. The question that we had. The question that we had was, can artists speak out when social injustices happen?
Yeah.
Like right now with all the tension that's happening in our country, people are getting abducted, people's rights are getting stripped here and everywhere. So at the end of the day, we need to question ourselves, like how it happens overseas to say, Drake, Justin Bieber can come out and say, yo, Black Lives Matter. You know what I mean? Like if we're helping, like, right now, these niggas took Hopewell. They took, Tangarembo. They took all these people. So my question right now is, as an artist, right, with the influence in quotes, because I don't think it's influence, but with the influence, are you able to speak out to people to say, yo, my niggas, this is what's happening. Let's fix it this way or that way. So yeah, I don't know, bro. Edward, what do you think? You think artists can speak out? I think influencers will say that we don't have influencers in Bulawayo. But can artists speak out and say, yo, this is how I feel about this topic. This is what should be done. Can Miss Red, obviously she's been fucking up, I saw the Twitter streets barking and shit. But can another artist come out and say, like, from the bottom of my heart, this is wrong, we should do it this way. What you think?
I mean, I feel like it depends on the type of artist you are. Because really, I've seen like the past 2 weeks or so, a lot of artists have been pressured to post political shit. I don't know for what reason. No,
I'm saying is it political? When you see, let's say they come and take the boy Nino, they abduct him for a statement that he said.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's political. It's just like any other human trying to protect another human's rights. What you think about that?
Like I said, I think it depends on what type of artist you are. There are some artists like Abo Winkity, like they're open about their stance on social issues. In like Kutala with Abo Thomas Mapfumo, they were like very open about where they stand with the political issues. But then you have some artists that should be neutral. Because they're just making music that's for fun. It doesn't have like a message that's relevant to any situations that we're going through. So what, like, for them to pick a side, it's like dividing their followers. But I feel like it depends on what you want to stand for as an artist. But
hey,
No, but then
I feel like an artist is just like a nigga, bro. You know what I mean? An artist is just like you. You know what I mean? And just because he's got, all right, a following doesn't mean that he now needs to stand by a certain man, a certain message, right? You know what I mean? Because like what you're saying, you know, he's got 500,000 people that listen to him, right? But then how many of that 500,000 are going to like what he's going to say?
And it's actually taking it to heart.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. So you shouldn't be forced as an artist to indulge in political issues. You know what I mean?
If it's not your thing.
At the end of the day, that makes sense what Nino is saying.
Yeah.
But where I'm coming from is like human to human, bro. Not like artist to human. I'm saying like human to human. If you see like there's some social injustice that's happening, some kid is being abducted for walking around the neighborhood carrying a flag, and they're carrying out like a fucking thing, a board, a ballet, maybe what they stand for, like stop corruption, bring back our money. At the end of the day, my question is it wrong, is it advisable for someone of like influential status to come out and say, yo, bro, these things are wrong. In a society like Zimbabwe, let's improve on this. Let's allow these people to speak out freely and not abduct them. Because right now, with what's happening is, let's say maybe the march that was supposed to happen on Friday, like some people came out speaking to say, yo, stop corruption, bring back the funds and whatnot and whatnot and whatnot. But then we hear this kid from Nast is missing. This kid from Tutu's family is missing. At the end of the day, it shows like, as an artist with the audience that you have, with the following that you have, you can use that to speak on like social injustice. I'm not saying like you're obliged to, but I'm saying how many artists, even if we're saying they're not obliged to, how many artists have you seen that can come out and say, bro, these things are wrong. As a nation, as a society, let's improve on these things.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, when you're now an artist, you are a business of some sort.
Yeah.
So at times aligning with certain views might jeopardize.
Compromise it,
might compromise your brand. So like I was saying, it depends on what you want your brand to be about, Jay, in the first place. Yes, we might say, Uti, just because you're in a position of influence, you should speak about things that help the community. But at the same time, if I'm an artist and I'm talking about drugs and I'm talking about booty and women and shit, like, even if I talk about a free Opel, my following doesn't care about that. They don't care. They just want to know what, like, what's the next hot track. So, but yeah, I guess like at times it with artists they should sometimes like speak about the things that matter.
But, personally for me, I've heard artists that speak about those things. Not when they're happening, like people are getting abducted, then they start speaking on it.
Yeah.
But like artists that like can reserve that comment at that time just to collect their thoughts. Mm. Then they come through and drop a track and say, yo, this is how I feel about this thing. Like what ASAP did with Five Street Flows.
Five Street Flows.
Yeah. When he spoke about like how people are saying let's heal the nation, but then the government won't allow us to talk about like things like Ukrahundi.
Because
to them it's sensitive. But at the end of the day, we want these kids, want this younger generation to be united. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I get where you're coming from to say though, it's business. People are putting money into you to say, yo, Edward, we're pushing you. Yeah. And when I'm pushing you, these are the views that you're going to speak on, and these are the views that you're not going to speak on.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, these artists that we have are just useless.
I can't say what do the twins say? Right.
That's a touching situation, right? If I was an artist, let's say I sing or I rap, I do what I do, right? And there's certain situations that come up that could be political and stuff like that. If it's not my sphere of influence, I'm not gonna deal with that, number one. Number two, if I deal with it, I should be able to fight back the consequences of that, because politics is its own people. If I'm not gonna be out here telling you give people their funds, give people their this. The next day they're gonna come at me. What do I have that would change their opinion for that to happen? That's why you find out politics as their own people. Politics fight each other. If you're gonna jump in that space, that's how you find out you get abducted. Because you're not part of the game. You're not ready for the game.
Take you.
And my niggas, the Bible's against politics.
True.
No. And I understand that, but at the end of the day, according to our constitution, it must be able to state, like social, you call out niggas if they're fucking up.
Yo, bro, that's just on paper, bro. But you know how it is.
And then
free Hopewell.
The streets ain't safe. So at the end of the day, I feel like at the end of the day, we have a constitution that's there on paper.
Yeah.
When it comes to applying it, we can't apply it.
It doesn't apply.
It doesn't apply because of the. Obviously, the Zanu niggas are fucking things up.
The Nazu.
The Zanu people are obviously doing all these kind of things, but at the end of the day, we have a constitution that's there, that like the majority approved, but it's not applying to their well-being. At the end of the day, it raises flags to say, yo, these are things that we must look into. There are more people that are suffering from like social injustices when their rights are being ignored, when they're being stripped of their rights, when someone can peacefully protest in the streets, but then the streets are like, yo, okay, you're protesting, we're at home. Then the police can pull up on you and arrest you for protesting. At the end of the day, you can't speak out your mind. So I feel like it limits people from exercising their rights. But then, yo, that's just me being serious because I'm very passionate about rights. And yo, I feel like let's just...
People are always asking why like the authorities, right, are going with this whole, what do you call this thing? Like what's going on actually, right? Why they are also part of that wave, but then they're not getting paid enough money and all of that. Let me tell you something. It's very easy for certain people to make money out of this situation.
Yeah?
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Like a cop can literally harass you.
Yeah.
Alright, I don't want to speak much on this and acting as if, you know, I'm invincible or something. You know what I mean? But then at the end of the day, there's people that are making money out of this situation. And whatever the higher authorities are telling them to do. They're not to say, if I'm told to do this, I will make money in this way.
True.
So to them, you shouldn't then judge them and say, why are you doing that? Because they're also harmed, like you who's protesting. But now they're also seeing an opportunity to eat out of you protesting.
With that being said, and guys, stay at home. The cops pulled up on me one of these days. I was in the streets.
How did you make it out?
You know.
Found it, bro. I full 24 hours.
Because at the end of the day, I know we can have these conversations and whatnot, but we need to highlight like how society feels about them. So yo, let's move on to the next segment, my G.
Yeah, bro, we've got some new tracks that dropped this week. I don't know which one should we start with.
Cause this shit is long overdue, bro. Masonyana ku expect the loss too much. Too much. The only guarantee is Akuna guarantee. So y'all better jump or you never use your wings. Damn. Hey! Send shit! Totem 700. I'm grouped up in a boy's face motto. Stuck up to Yakunga about a year ago. Ditching and your flex are too much.
Too much.
Niggas fake a push the makeup
too much.
Is you gangster, horror gangsters? Do that 50 people finger too much. Look around you, yeah, look around you. This the other side of hell in this hot season. What the half does, cakey won't never tell y'all. We stand half of y'all, we never make it, I'm sorry.
Please don't let me loose now. Being on my dogs is too wild. Drank in my system, smokes is too loud. I left the city, had to move out. Dubs in a row, just like I'm used to. Heavenly soul, heavenly view. Dubs in a row, just like I'm used to. Heavenly soul, heavenly views. Got no time for slip-ups. Gotta run my figures. All my sizes, women that I tied unofficial. Can't reply to miss you. Lot of things I misuse. Tryna dip my issues. Lot of things I lived through. Started from the bottom, now we topside. It's a big mood. Shawty wasn't down, but now she dying for this link too. Money on my mental. I swear I'm living how I meant to. Please don't let me loose now. Being on my dogs is too hard. Drank in my system, smokes is too loud. I left the city, had to move out. Dubs in a row, just like I'm used to.
Yo, that was the music segment, and we premiering all the local shit that we've been exposed to, and that's just, I think, Young Tyrone
and the dog.
The dog is there, mm-hmm. Drummer Boy Kenny is there, but then for now, it's time for us to move. I'm trying to sound cool. Yeah, I'm trying to sound sexy. Obviously, I'm not sexy, but I'm trying to sound nice. At the end of the day, the question we had for this week's episode was, have you ever kissed someone and you've never met them? After kissing them, you kissed someone today?
Or smashed.
Or you kiss
and you let's start with kissing.
Kiss. Oh, yeah. Kissing first.
Yeah. Yo.
Yeah.
Personally, for me, when I was growing up, the only thing I used to attend were the Vuzus. And when I was attending the Vuzus, I wasn't exposed to hands as much as I wanted to be exposed to them. So I never used to kiss girls and like that. And even to today, I can't bump into, even when I'm single, bro, I can't bump into a hand at the club and just say, let me kiss her. For me personally, I nigga, I value my lips, Joe. I value myself, bro. I can't
say that's crazy. I'll never do something like that.
No, but in the past, have you ever had such experiences where you kissed a girl? You meet at Nesh, it's you in the club right now, right? You're with your boys. Yeah. Not even a club. Let's take it to the Vuzu move, right? You're in the Vuzu. This hand is looking nice, dog.
Yeah.
She twerking and all that other stuff. She's clean, bro.
She's got my full attention. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Have you ever kissed a girl that you never met ever again?
First thing is, let me tell you. For me to, I only kiss a girl that I know. I would never kiss a girl that I don't know.
Why not?
Because that's crazy, bro. You should have pride. Lips got pride. Dick got more pride. So. That's just some crazy shit, and that's some whole shit.
That's some thorn.
What type of girls you just meet and then kiss? Dude, like flip.
No. Yo, listen. Let me give you this scenario. You're in the club. She's feeling you. You're feeling her. I gonna kiss. She's grinding on you.
Throwing that thing back.
Are you
gonna kiss
the
girl?
It's
a two-way communication thing.
I'll kiss the shoe.
So what are you talking about, dog?
If I'm feeling her, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bite her and all that, but then but that's rare, dog. That's rare.
That's right.
Should have to be so amazing.
Have you ever had that situation, Nesh?
I've been in a situation like that. At the club. Which club was it? I think it was Cosmo. There was this hella thick shorty, bro. She was fine. So she pulled up to me, right? So she was like, she's fighting with her boyfriend, some shit like that. I was like,
that's a blow your girl.
I'm not gonna say names, is it? So I didn't, you see, we kissed with that chick. Then that was
kissed
it.
Both of us, bro.
And that was, oh yeah, she also kissed you.
She
yeah. Kissed
both
so,
of
and.
At the same time.
Yeah.
know what? It reminds me, there's this one
that girl. Was the end.
There's
I didn't
this one
see
girl
it.
When I was growing up. I think I was in like form four or so. Nigga.
At that time, best believe, I wasn't exposed to girls. I didn't know anything about. I couldn't kiss a girl and close my eyes like in the movies. Yeah. No, when you're kissing a girl, like how you have to close your eyes and make
that,
you feel
bro.
Passionate. I couldn't do all those things. So I pull up with my boys. At the time, the clubs used to open during the day.
Yeah.
I was Savannah, Hustlers, they open during the day. My other boy, light skinned nigga, he popping, he carrying the girls.
Carrying the shoes.
We pull up at the club, nigga. This hand is kissing him. After kissing him, he's kissing my other nigga. After kissing my other nigga, he's kissing another nigga of mine. Then she pulls up on me, dog, because I couldn't kiss. And I wasn't feeling it like that, like, yo, you've been through this, lips, nigga. What's up with you? I couldn't do that. So I feel like at the end of the day, maybe, because things have changed at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, these kids, these people, or even niggas our age can still have a wine stand and ends there.
Mm-hmm.
But for me personally, I can't do that.
Because
what I believe in, Edward, what you think? Wait, no. There's a crazy voice note that we're going to play where this one nigga exposed Edward.
Bro, yeah, this question. Bro, I remember your co-host, dog. Lord Edward, that nigga, he kissed a Betty in the club, was dancing with another Betty. Come on, man, your co-host is something else, bro. He kissed a Betty whilst another Betty was twerking for him, bro. And mind you, I don't think that nigga ever saw that Betty again, bro. Come on, B.
Edward and a girl twerking on him. We're at the club, bro. Listen, we're at the club.
Yeah.
Edward has a girl twerking on him. Another girl pulls up, checks, yo, this is a nigga that looks like black. Let me drop some kiss on this boy.
Yeah.
This girl kisses him. Whilst the other girl is what?
Twerking
on him. Bro, that's the only win we took out for the whole year. So at the end of the day, Lord, have you ever kissed a girl that you never met ever again?
For me personally, Ante. We're talking from when? From Buzo.
I don't know, just from experience in life.
Multiple times, bro.
Dang.
Multiple times.
Umlava.
No, not even like that. I don't know. I just. I guess it's because I've been single for like most of my life.
So when you're single, it means you've been thotting.
No, I haven't been thotting, but I'm a free guy, bro. I'm free. I just move with the wind, bro. Yeah.
You know, I don't know about you. Have you ever bumped into a girl that you kissed and you never, like, it's a stranger, you don't know her, but she's feeling you?
Maybe I should tell you what I was about to tell this guy. Just before COVID, we pull up to Shisha, but we pull up to Shisha, we walk in. You see, like, there's that first, the section that's before when you step into the main, like, where everyone is.
Yeah.
There's that section where people don't like to go unless they're hiding, you know what I mean? So we pull up there and we're chilling as niggas. And this girl comes to me and she says, you, aren't you boy Nino? I'm like, yeah. Right? She's like, fuck, I love your shit, you know what I mean? I'm like, cool, bruh, you know what I mean? It's so cool. She's like, can I take a picture with you, right? She takes a picture, Goes back to her clique, right? Mind you, the clique had niggas, right? They had a whole lot of niggas. So I kept checking her out. I think she got like the wrong impression, you know what I mean? Because I was wondering, I don't get that often for someone to come at me and ask to take a picture. Bro, that's like once in fucking 6 months or something. So now I'm thinking, how far, where does this girl know me from? You know what I mean? So I keep looking her way. And now she's getting the wrong impression. So then now, we're chilling as the boys there. We're now hitting shots, what. We're not even paying attention to what's going around, right? I wasn't, you know what I mean? So now, someone comes, clobbers me, right? And I'm thinking, fuck, it's that girl again. And I turn around, and I was right, it's the same girl. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, how far? And I'm like, girl, what's up, right? And she's like, I just needed to do that before I never see you again. But are you your famous? And she went,
guys.
Lot of cap, eh?
That's a cap.
Cap.
That ain't no bucket head.
Cap.
That's a cap.
Cap.
I don't know. But I posted this on my WhatsApp, Instagram, Twitter, and some people responded. So, yo, we play voice notes. And at the end of the day, what we're trying to do with playing voice notes is we're not trying to limit the voices that people hear on the podcast. I want you to hear as much voices as we can. That's also where we're going with season two of the podcast. We're trying to have like guest appearances from all types of people. Women, niggas. So that's where we're going. But yo, listen to this voice notes, guys. Best believe some of these people are camping. I won't even lie.
Yeah, actually that shit really happens. It really happens. And it's really painful sometimes, especially if you enjoyed the kiss of it. It's really painful, really painful. Actually, it once happened to me some other time. So like, I went to this other party, like this club in Harare, and I met this guy and we vibed, then we kissed, then that was it. I went home and I was thinking I gave him my number, but I didn't, because I waited for his call or a text. But then I was now confused, did I give him my number, did he get my number or what? But then he never called and all, and that was it. Actually, the next time I went to the same club, I expected to see him, to find him there, but then so it happens. I've experienced that before. It's really painful. Yeah, especially if the kiss was good, it's really painful.
Yes, I've done this multiple times at events, at the club especially. That always happens to me at the club. Like, I mean, what am I there for?
Yes, and I'm still looking for that person, because I shy kiss I go put. I have a name and a picture, but I'm love a number. So yeah, I'm digging, so put in a bush.
I was back in 2017, Framesh. Still remember that chill I kissed today, bro. Because it hurt. Never saw her again. Imagine, bro. You know those two chill sessions where the owns just call the honeys apart. It came over there, and this other honey, bro. Like, you could tell, bro. The connection was too much. But then, Ish. Made out and shit. And then after the item, didn't collect the tag. Imagine.
For me personally, Zimla, I've never in my entire life kissed a girl. And we never met again. I've never. So personally, all I can say is growing up, I'm punch.
No, what I can
but
say
anyway.
Like, I don't even know how she looks like up to today. I don't know how she looks like, but no. I just know she was light.
You know what I can say? Yeah, I've kissed. Sometimes I've gotten the number afterwards. And
so I thought.
I'm not a thought, bro.
What are you?
I don't think.
So, yo, this is how we're going to end the podcast. Thank you for everybody who's been tuning in. Thank you for everybody who's been supporting us. Thank you for everybody who's been retweeting us. Shout out to the 71 followers we have on our Twitter. Shout out to everyone who's followed us. Anyway, pick up on a Monday one time. We out.
Passions rise, so we're okay. No, that-
find a way to put in my mind that we can do anything. Let's fly paper planes over any terrain, or sink in the seas without ever drowning. Put these on, no, 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 no. I've been trying to tell.